Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. There was a dearth of European movies at TIFF this year, with far fewer high-profile films from countries like France, Benelux, Scandinavia, Romania, and Poland, but there were still some very good ones. So this week I'm talking about three new European movies that were featured at TIFF. There's a mom with a baby in Copenhagen, an army deserter in Tyrol, and a funeral goer in southeastern France. Misericordia, directed by Alain Giraudy. Jérémy, played by Félix Kissil, is a young man from Toulouse returning to the tiny village of L'Aveyron in southeastern France. He's there for a funeral, the untimely death of the village's baker. Jérémy knows the village and all the people there very well, as he was the baker's assistant for many years. He asks his widow, Martine, played by Catherine Froh, if he can stay there for a couple days. So she puts him up in her adult son Vincent, played by Jean-Baptiste Durand's, old room, which still looks like it's a kid's room. Vincent, though, is a married adult, a tough guy known for his moodiness and sudden bursts of anger. Then there's Walter, played by David Ayala, the town recluse, a large, droopy man with coarse features who seldom speaks with anyone other than his dog and Vincent. And an abbey from an ancient monastery who always seems to turn up when anything significant happens. So, Jeremy's presence upsets the local rhythm. Vincent treats Jérémy like they're still kids, picking play fights with him, grabbing and punching. He uses his key to barge in on Jérémy in bed at 4 a.m. on his way to work, he says. He suspects Jérémy is sleeping with his mom, but in reality, Jérémy seems more attached to the late baker than his wife. When Jérémy drops by Walter's place for some chat and a few glasses of the local pastis, Walter warns him, "Don't let Vincent know you've been here." With his tongue and inhibitions loosened, Jérémy comes on to Walter sexually, which shocks and confuses the much bigger man. By the next morning, there's a dead body buried in the woods, a witness, a killer trying to keep it a secret, and the gendarme starting an investigation. Who done it? Who will get caught? And what will happen to the rest of the characters? Misericordia is a cross between dark comedy and film noir. Like a stage play, it's full of dialogue overheard through half-open doors, people disappearing behind curtains or hiding in someone else's bed. It deals with lust and passion and compassion. Anger, but also forgiveness. Misericordia is Latin for mercy. And a fair amount of unexpected erotic nudity. It's shot on grainy color film among the ancient whitewashed houses, stone monastery, and the wilds of the nearby forests. It's visually beautiful. Alain Giraudy, who directed The Great Stranger by the Lake, once again crafts an unusual mystery with a queer undercurrent. This is a really good movie. Vermilio, directed by Maura Del Perro. It's near the end of World War II in a mountainous village tucked away in Tyrolia, northern Italy. Two faces arrive in town one day, one familiar, one unknown. They're both deserters, Italian soldiers, press-ganged into the German army, but the stranger, a Sicilian named Pietro, played by Giuseppe De Domenico, knows only his friend Attilio, he served with. He also saved his life and practically carried him all the way home. Pietro's Italian is totally different from what they speak in this village, so he seldom talks at all. They put him up in a barn just to be safe and feeds him. The patriarch of this village is Cesare, played by Tommaso Ragno, a highly respected school teacher with 10 kids of his own. Most of the kids sleep together, some three to a bed, and there's a constant stream of patter and dialogue within the family. The oldest daughter is Lucia, played by Martina Scrinzi, named after the village's patron saint. There's also Flavia, the precocious daughter, and Ada, the religious one. Lucia knows nothing about sex, but she does know she likes Pietro. They flirt, they court, they kiss, and they marry. He signs up for the adult literacy lessons his new father-in-law teaches, and finally, as Lucia's belly grows, he abruptly leaves the village for a short visit home in far-off Sicily. But when he fails to return after months away without even a postcard, Lucia begins to worry what has happened to her, Pietro. Vermilio gives a look at the consequences of ambition, rivalry, love, and betrayal in an isolated village in wartime where everyone knows what everyone else is doing. It follows all the members of this family, though especially the three daughters and their hard-working mom, 10 kids, over the course of 1 year. There's a lovely ebb and flow with characters appearing and disappearing, deftly interwoven throughout the film in dialogue and action. Though linear in structure, there's no clear explanation of what's going on. You have to figure that out for yourself. Filmed under soft natural light, you're as likely to see an extreme close-up of someone milking a cow's udders as you are a furtive kiss. I found Vermilia fascinating and empathetic. You really care about what happens to all these characters. I like this one. The Girl with the Needle, co-written and directed by Magnus von Horn. It's World War I in Copenhagen, Denmark. Carolina, played by Vic Carmen Sona, works in a sweatshop making uniforms. She hasn't heard from her husband Peter since he enlisted with the Germans, and without his income, she's behind on her rent and facing eviction. In desperation, she visits the factory owner, Jorgen, played by Joaquin Fjellstrup, and asks for her military widow's pension. But without any proof of his death, there's nothing he can do. But he does find her attractive, and soon enough, they're having furtive sex in back alleys. Inevitably, she gets pregnant, so he does the honorable thing and proposes. Until his aristocratic mother stops him cold. Not only won't he marry her, she must be fired from her job. Meanwhile, it seems her husband was not killed at the battlefront, but he's unrecognizable. Peter, played by Basir Zakiri, now wears a mask to cover his face that has been blown off and clumsily sewn back together. He now works at a carnival freak show, revealing his face for a few kroner. In desperation, Carolina takes a knitting needle to a public bath and attempts to kill the fetus in her womb by jabbing it, but ends up just injuring herself and nearly passing out. But she's spotted by Dagmar, played by Trina Dierholm, who runs a local candy store, and her pretty blonde daughter, Irena, played by Ava Knox Martin. She nurses her and tells her what to do if she starts bleeding again, and she gives her a bag of candy with the shop's address on it. She can always turn to her after she gives birth. Dagmar is always there when there's no one else to turn to. And when Katarina finally does give birth, penniless and homeless, she shows up at the candy store asking for help, giving away her baby for adoption. She can't afford to pay her. This is a business, Dagmar reminds her. But she agrees to let her stay there for now as an on-call wet nurse. Many young women pass through these doors with their kids, so she's always ready to lend a hand. But what really happens to those babies? Based on a true story, The Girl with the Needle is a powerful movie about a horrifying case that shocked the world. No spoilers. It shows us a Copenhagen riddled with friction and sharp divisions between the haves and have-nots. It also repeats a theme of disturbing images of grotesquely deformed faces. The movie is shot in glorious black and white by the Polish cinematographer Michal Dimek, who also gave us Jerzy Skolimowski's Io 2 years ago. And there's some serious acting here, especially the three main women. This is one of these jaw-dropping movies where you go in expecting a conventional, scary-type horror movie, but you end up watching something much bigger than that. This is a fantastic and very disturbing movie, but with a touch of hope. And it's Denmark's choice for the Oscar for Best International Feature. So keep your eyes peeled for Misericordia, The Girl with the Needle, and Vermilio, all played at TIFF and should be opening theatrically over the next year. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.